So confidence means knowing that you are making the right decisions, that you have what it takes to do something, and also having the courage to go for it. And I like a way to define confidence, which is by, you know, picturing the opposite scenario and considering those moments when you lack confidence. So when you are not confident in what you're doing, you are second guessing yourself. So for instance, you may have decided to go in one direction, but then wonder if this is the right one. And because you're not sure, then you're not fully committed to go in that direction. So you start second guessing yourself and taking like side roads and turning to the left and to the right again. So when you're not confident about the decisions that you make, the your capability to achieve the things that you set up yourself to do, then you start second guessing yourself and you start like doing other things that take you off track. Can you relate with this? Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business, from struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer. I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and I'm thrilled to be recording an episode about one of my favorite topics ever, which is confidence. So have you ever wondered why other lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives appear so confident? Well, they have worked hard to develop their self-confidence, and today I'm going to share with you a few things you can do to cultivate your own. And by the way, I want to tell you, or I want to let you know, that last week I released an episode about shaping your success mindset. So if you haven't listened to it yet, I recommend you to do that because it is closely related to building confidence as an artist, and it's gonna supercharge any insights that you get from today's episode. Now, today we are going to focus exclusively on confidence, which is extremely important for your success as an artist, as whatever it is that you do, if you're an illustrator or a lettering artist. But first, let's clarify what confidence is. As a definition, confidence is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. Let me repeat that for you. Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. And sometimes that someone is yourself. And sometimes that something is your capability to do something or achieve something. So confidence means knowing that you are making the right decisions, that you have what it takes to do something, and also having the courage to go for it. And I like a way to define confidence, which is by, you know, picturing the opposite scenario and considering those moments when you lack confidence. So when you are not confident in what you're doing, you are second guessing yourself. So for instance, you may have decided to go in one direction, but then wonder if this is the right one. And because you're not sure, then you're not fully committed to go in that direction. So you start second guessing yourself and taking like side roads and turning to the left and to the right again. So when you're not confident about the decisions that you make, the your capability to achieve the things that you set up yourself to do, then you start second guessing yourself and you start like doing other things that take you off track. Can you relate with this? Now, something I have observed across the board in the dozens of interviews that I have conducted on this podcast is that all of the artists, accomplished artists that I have brought on the podcast have confidence and they seem confident. They speak confidently, and not because they are extremely extroverted or well-spoken, because some of them are very shy and introverts, or what you would describe as an introvert, but because they know that their work is good. They know that they have a skill. And this is what they are on the podcast to talk about, how they use this, how they develop their skills, but also how they have used that to build a business where they have the chance to do what they love the most. And they know that. So they can also speak about it as a fact without second guessing, because they are sure that they are good at what they are doing. And it doesn't matter if they're, you know, as I said, introverts or extroverts, because I've had both kinds and they know they are good, period, right? So developing confidence as an artist and as a lettering artist and as an illustrator is really essential, because if you don't trust in your work, you won't trust yourself to share it. You won't trust to yourself to charge for it. And if you don't share it, no one will know you exist, let alone have the confidence to charge fairly for your work. And it was like this for me. It changed from one year to the other. I was doing lettering on my own and not confident about my skills. Then I went on and I doubled down on learning. I saw real progress. I could see in my work that there was a huge gap between what I could achieve before learning and after learning. And this gave me the courage and the, you know, the confidence in my work, because I could see that I had gotten better, and that gave me the confidence and the courage to then later start my lettering studio and charging for my work. So confidence meant the world for me. You know, developing confidence in my work meant the world for me, because it really changed everything. It changed my perception about what I could do, what I could achieve, and also about the impact that my work could have on other people and in the world. And I often see other artists doing this, and maybe this is you. You know, many of us self-identify as introverts, and they start to believe that because they are introverts, they cannot develop confidence, because they seem like two different things, like either you're an introvert or you are a confident person. And these, they start believing that this is something they will never achieve. Now, confidence doesn't equal being extroverted. I've seen tons of people who are extremely extroverted, but perhaps this is their technique to overcompensate for a lack or a hide of something. Have you ever been in a room with someone that is like constantly talking about themselves and the things that they have achieved and this and that? And it's like, what are you trying to prove here? So sometimes this extroverted personality lets you see through a lack of confidence. So confidence and an introverted personality or an extroverted personality are not necessarily, you know, going together. So don't think that because you define yourself as an introvert, you cannot develop your confidence, or you will never get to the point where you feel confident about your work. The other thing that I see other artists doing is that they think that it depends on external validation, that their confidence in their work depends on extra validation. They say, okay, the day that I will have 100,000 followers on social media, or that, you know, the day that I have work for X client like Adidas or Nike or Apple or whatever, they will become confident. And I would say that the opposite is true. I would say that because you are confident, you will probably get all those things, and not the other way around. And let me repeat this. Because you are confident, you are going to achieve the things that you want to achieve, and not the other way around. It's not going to be like once you achieve the things that you want to achieve, you're going to become confident. Oftentimes, it's the opposite scenario. And this is because confidence is magnetic. And I will get into that in a second. But imagine if you have confidence in what you do and who you are, and you wouldn't be second guessing yourself. Imagine if you could be confident about the fact that you are an introvert, and you're like, yeah, this is me, I'm an introvert. Imagine if you were so confident about your work that you want to share it everywhere. And imagine if you will be so sure about your work that you dare to charge a good rate for it. Now, all of this is possible for you. It's possible for you if you develop confidence, if you stand up in the world with confidence, and you develop confidence in your work, in what you're capable of doing with your creative work. Now, how to do that? Here are a few things that you can do to develop your confidence and that you can start implementing today. Number one, focus on what you can control, and that is your work, creating great work, improving your skills, and also seeing progress. I speak often about this. Your work is your superpower, as it is for many of the accomplished artists that I have interviewed on this podcast. They know that they do amazing work and they stand out in the crowd with that work. And they can see it. They understand that. They know that. And therefore, they're confident in what they do. So I want you to develop your superpower by investing tons of time in creating work, by investing time in developing your work, in improving your results. Because as an artist, this is your superpower. It's not the only one, but it's one of the main assets that you have as a lettering artist or an illustrator. Number two, document your progress. And this is super important because this is what happens with most artists. They do something, they sketch something or they draw something and they throw it away. Or they have piles of sketches here and there and none of these are finished. So I want to encourage you to be organized and keep your work in folders. As I usually say, prepare yourself for your retrospective solo exhibition, even if you are just starting out. Don't buy into the chaotic artist. If you keep track of the work you are creating every single day, every single week, you will be able to see progress. And as I mentioned in the very beginning, seeing progress in your work is one of the main reasons or the main causes of developing your confidence. So once you start seeing progress in your work, you will automatically start developing confidence in your skills. That happened to me when I was just starting, when I really delved deep into the world of letter design and invested in my education. And I could see a huge shift between the results that I was having before and the results that I was having now. And this allowed me to develop confidence in my work, knowing, you know, understanding that I could do it. And later on, that played a pivotal role in launching my career as a lettering artist. So keep track of your progress by keeping your work organized, even if you're just starting out. And I want to remind you that if you don't value your work, if you keep your work completely disorganized, like hidden in folders somewhere, you don't value your work, no one will. So it has to start with you. So technique number three is talk to other people about your work. And I want you to own it and introduce yourself as who you want to be, even if you're not that person yet. I remember that when I started as a lettering artist, one of the biggest decisions that I made is that I printed business cards with my name and with my new job title, which was lettering artist. So it said Martina Flor, lettering artist. And by owning this new identity, by owning this new role of mine, I started believing that. So I started like growing in that role. And I did this when I started, and you can do it too. And it's never too early to start defining yourself as what you want to do or be. If you want to become an illustrator, if you want to become a lettering artist, you can start calling yourself lettering artist, and you will see how that leads to you to start behaving like one. I think this is one of the biggest mindset shifts that you can start doing to transition from amateur to pro, is that you start behaving like a pro even before becoming a professional who is charging for their work. You start behaving as a pro by organizing your work, by introducing yourself as a lettering artist, by, you know, treating each project as a serious project, as a professional project. So to wrap up, these are the things that you can do to develop confidence. Number one, focus on what you can control, and that is your work. Develop that superpower. Focus on developing your superpower, on seeing progress in your work. Number two, document that progress. Don't keep everything super disorganized and chaotic. You want to be able to track your progress. Tracking your progress is essential. And number three, talk to other people about your work. Don't hide yourself. start talking early about the work you're doing, start introducing yourself early as an illustrator, as a lettering artist, as a graphic artist, and you will see how that impacts on your own attitude. Because once you create a container, once you create a persona, you start feeling that persona. So you want to start growing in that role early on by first introducing yourself as a lettering artist or illustrator, but also by treating your work professionally, by keeping your work organized. And the last one that I'm gonna share with you, which is one that I personally use in my life, is, and you will think like, Martina is crazy. She's being a little bit woo right now. And yes, I am going to be a little bit woo, but this has had a huge impact in my confidence, on my confidence, and that is strength training. Actually, lifting weights and developing or growing muscle has really helped me, developing confidence, especially when it comes to my business. For instance, when I'm going through a challenging moment in my business where I have to launch a new course or I have to deliver a very important project, I especially do strength training so that I can, my body can stay strong and my mind also kind of learns from my body and stays strong as well. So I remember in a specific moment where I was transitioning from turning my solo business or my freelance business into a company. So I had to start growing my team and developing myself as a leader and taking a different position in my business, in what I was doing. So to step up in this new role, I started doing strength training, and this really helped me. This really helped me like stay strong and also keep my mind strong through that transition period, which is always a challenge for all of us. For you, if you're just starting with whatever it is that you're starting, if you're starting to learn a skill, it requires strength. It requires going through that transition period, which is not easy. If you are a hobbyist that is looking to transition to becoming a professional and trying to monetize your skills, it requires a lot of work to transition, to go through that transition. So in Latin, there's a statement that says mens sana in corpore sano, which is like healthy mind in a healthy body, and we can adapt it to strong mind in a strong body. So I recommend the strength training as an extra advice for you, but it all goes to, developing your confidence, to becoming stronger, to developing confidence in you, your mind, your work. And it all goes back to working on what you can control, which is something I speak about often. Don't look for confidence coming from outside validation. Don't wait for the confidence to come to you, but rather develop that yourself through focusing on your work, focusing on your mind, and focusing on your own body and staying strong. So I hope this episode has helped you with developing your confidence as an artist, which, as I said before, confidence is magnetic and it's gonna unlock a lot of opportunities for you. If you are confident in your capability to learn a skill, you will go ahead and do what it takes to learn that skill. If you focus on developing your work and creating your best work, you will develop confidence by seeing the results, by seeing your progress. And once you develop that confidence in your work, you will then take that step of being able or daring to charge for it and make a bigger impact with your artwork. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you have, share it with other friends and colleagues so that we can spread the voice about the mindset and the impact that confidence can have in you as an artist. And I hope I will see you in the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes,
find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.